98.3 KULM. It's Tuesday. It's April the 28th. And an update now with our Colorado County Judge Ty Prousey regarding COVID-19 and the lifting of some restrictions. Hey, Judge, thanks for getting on the radio again. Here we go, man.
Good to be with you.
Yes, sir. Well, it looks like Friday's going to be a good day for a start anyway. It'll be a start to get reopened, huh?
Yes, sir. Reopened services. Those services specifically include all retail services that may be provided through pickup, delivery, mail, or delivery to the customer's doorstep. So setting it in someone's car, whatever the case. But also starting Friday, as you said, most importantly, May 1, all in-store retail services for retail establishments can operate at a 25% fire code capacity of the establishment with all the guidelines for the distancing and cautions in place. Also, restaurants, dine-in restaurants, can operate up to a 25% inside capacity, but that applies only to restaurants that have less than 51% of their gross receipts from the sale of alcoholic beverages. Movie theaters, shopping malls, museums, and libraries, also under the same scenario, can start Friday. A critical date is going to be May 16, because this order, GA-18 of Governor Abbott from yesterday, expires on May 15. So between now and May 16, ostensibly there is going to be another revision or amendment or another order superseding this one. The governor mentioned specifically yesterday that he hoped that hair salons, nail salons, cosmetology, barbers, etc., may be able to open on or after that date. So it's wait and see for two more weeks about until we get to a point for hair salons, barbers, cosmetology, etc. But specifically, he listed services provided by an individual working alone in an office, golf course operations, local government operations, and additional services can start, as we've said, coming Friday. If a county on or after April 30 has five or fewer active cases, you can go up to a 50% capacity for restaurants and all these other things that I've just been talking about and gone over.
I got you.
And there's he calls it a attestation or affirmation form that the county judge files with Texas Department of Human Services, affirming that you've got five or less active cases, and then that you've done a list of other things like contact your nursing homes, make sure that your hospital is in good shape as far as supplies, PPEs, ventilators, in the event that you might need them. So the devil's always in the detail. And May 1, 25% for all the reopened businesses, and then look at it again in 2 weeks for all other businesses, such as gyms, salons, barbershops, etc.
Some say this COVID-19 is still peaking. You know, you're hearing some of the national and state news, but what have you been hearing from our local medical community on this thing?
I would tell you that Colorado County has been very blessed. We have, you know, the 10 cases, haven't had to use a ventilator for anyone that I'm aware of. Our county has really fared very good, and I give our citizens all the credit, and the man upstairs, obviously, for prayers being answered. But if we continue on this trajectory or this path, you know, we can get to the point of opening all these businesses, including bars, gyms, public swimming pools, bowling alleys, etc., that he specifically lists in his order within 2 weeks.
And that's the thing, right, Ty? Just patience for a couple more weeks for those that can't get back open on Friday. Just hang in there, right?
Please. Yes, yeah. Sir. I know it's tough. I feel for those businesses because, you know, some of us are so blessed and fortunate. We're still going to work, getting a paycheck, and there are a lot of folks that are not, and businesses that are closed right now. And I'm ever mindful every day of all those folks and all the sacrifices and how much that hurts.
Yeah.
So, you know, doing everything in my power and that I know to do to help get those individuals the resources that they've been promised from the federal government and the state government.
Right.
And in that note, let me just say, Darrell, that I want to thank everyone involved with this latest testing event, which was our first that we had last Saturday at the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
It was a huge success as far as turnout. It was completely voluntary. And we had a lot of folks in our county that wanted to be tested. And the Texas military folks that were running it, about 27 people, brought those out to the fairgrounds. And that's when I went on. And when they told me that anyone who wanted to be tested basically could be, you still had to make an appointment or register. So you got a number that was assigned to your test sample, like a doctor's test
yeah.
for a lab. But there will be more testing in the future. Possibly different types of tests as well, and that's all tied into the reopening plan. The stark reality, it's not just in California or Washington or China. It's not been in the news much, but probably will be. But in Brenham, Texas, last week, a nursing home with 90 patients became infected, and within a few days, there were 12 deaths. And I'll repeat that, 12 people died, and 67 people in that nursing home are currently infected as of yesterday. So huge amounts of resources and tracing have gone in to try to see how it got into the nursing home, and possibly if it was a worker, whether that person worked in other nursing homes as well, which is pretty common.
Yeah.
So that's the great fear that, you know, we've been talking about for a month and a half or 2 months, protecting the vulnerable and the folks who, if they get it, have about a 45% chance of dying, according to the latest bar chart in the governor's order.
Right.
Those being people 80 plus years. So that's a stark and valid reminder that it's real and that it's close, and we have to keep on our guard.
Yeah, Brenham just 40 minutes down the road. Well, hey, Judge, I wanted to ask you also, getting back to the testing from this past weekend, how many? Do you have a number of how many people actually
yes,
got
sir.
Tested?
Yes, sir, 147 people.
Well, that was a good turnout.
Yes, sir. We were the first county that, out of the 15 that were being tested, that got an expansive testing so that you did not have to be symptomatic, and we could offer it to anybody on the front lines, law enforcement, first responders, nurses, et cetera, and also people who were not symptomatic, but just who were at higher risk because of age or underlying conditions like high blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, et cetera. You know, that afforded a lot of folks who wanted to get tested that opportunity for free. I know they had to wait for 20-30 minutes possibly to call in and get registered and then sit in a line to drive through, but realistically, you know, they didn't have to get out and go into a doctor's office or go to another city or anything else. You pulled up and within 6 to 8 minutes you were tested and on your way out, and it was totally free, no expense to the patient or you know, anything else, all covered. So hopefully the next event will go a lot smoother. I spoke with our local health authority, Dr. Molina, a couple of times already yesterday, and Chuck Rogers, and we're looking at other tests that the county might be able to purchase and conduct ourselves, in addition to what Texas might do, so that, you know, we can stay under the numbers the governor has prescribed as far as cases to try to get more businesses open.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go, Judge, and I appreciate it. Everybody needs to continue with the precautions and to stay informed. And the bulletin board, COVID-19 bulletin board that y'all have, always has the updates, as well as the other places that we talk about, Facebook page and Chuck Rogers with the Emergency Management, Columbus Chamber of Commerce, the county's website, and you hopping on the radio with me, man. I appreciate you.
Well, I thank you so much for letting me ramble on and giving us a little time to try to share the information as you always do. And don't know what we'd do without you and our hometown radio. So
hey, don't worry.
Everybody keep it tuned in and turned up.
Yeah, people who listen to my show, they're used to rambling. They're used to it. So it's okay, man. You can ramble anytime you want. All right. Have a good day.
Friend.
Talk to you again soon.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Colorado County Judge Ty Prowsey. Appreciate his report.